It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, our broadcast partners from around the world had some very important reports, and a number of them on recent elections or upcoming elections. This is simply a reminder that human government is key in our world and how the Lord will use human government to direct humankind, not only in the past and the present, but into the future as well. Let me remind you of our broadcast partners and their reports from across the world. We talked with Ken Timmerman. He was in southern France, very appropriate location to be because of the French elections upcoming on Sunday and the terrorist attack that took place in Paris. What impact will they have on these national elections in France? And then with Ken, we talked about North Korea. North Korea is threatening to reduce the United States to a heap of ashes. Well, we'll have to see how that plays out. David Dolan had a Middle East news update for us. We talked about Holocaust Remembrance Day. That is a day when all the Jewish people, 6 million of them, will stop when a siren sounds across the nation and 2 minutes stand in honor of the 6 million Jews that were killed during the Holocaust in World War II. It's a very moving day. It's a day of remembrance, and they say at the end of it, never again will this happen. By the way, Donald Trump as president is signaling that he wants a conflict-ending deal when he gets together with the Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. He's already met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he wants a resolution to this Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Bob McGinnis from the Pentagon gave us a report, insight into the referendum that took place this last Sunday there in Turkey, the significance of this referendum, both politically and militarily. And then Dr. Rob Congdon looked at the European Union. This is a major region of the world. It's a place where, as the stage is being set, we can see the formation of the revived Roman Empire coming into place. And a number of elections, we talked with Rob about the United Kingdom, who has called a snap election for June. Theresa May, the Prime Minister, wants that to happen. France with their elections on Sunday. That's a key election because France is a major player in the European Union. And we even talked about Turkey, who basically had a referendum which may keep them out of becoming a member state of the European Union, and Rob had some insight on that issue for us as well. And then I talk with Brannon House. Brannon has his own national radio program and TV programs. I'm a participant in both his radio and television. Once a week I do some reports for him. But this time we turned the tables. We had him. He was in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. A very interesting incident took place. A Muslim man, he said on his T-shirt, he was a Muslim and he was carrying weapons. He came into the conference they were having, looked around, went out to his automobile, and then did a video on Facebook of all the ammunition and weapons that he had in his arsenal. And by the way, that Muslim man with that arsenal has not been arrested. Brannon has some very interesting thoughts on that. David James and I have a weekly conversation this time. We're going to talk about the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff. He's no longer the Bible Answer Man because he has converted out of Christianity into Greek Orthodoxy. He no longer is capable of coming to the table with the Bible and answering anybody's questions. This is an expose on the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff. Now, all of these reports can be heard at my website if you miss the opportunity to hear the broadcast live there at prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. And may I ask you to go to my website, listen if you failed to hear any of the reports, and tell your friends they need to hear what these broadcast partners had to say. You know, with our broadcast partners reporting on recent elections or upcoming coming elections, we can see how God has been, is, and will use human government to accomplish his ultimate will. Human government was established, Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6, and that was after the flood, 4,500 years ago, before nations came into existence, by the way, that's Genesis chapter 10, and for the purpose of directing these nations that the Lord would establish through Noah and his three sons and their families as they moved across the world to establish nations. Now, God has used human government in the past. 2 Chronicles 36 tells us how King Nebuchadnezzar of the Babylonian Empire comes into Jerusalem, destroys the temple, devastates the city, and takes all the living Jews back into the Babylonian captivity there for a 70-year period of time so the land of Israel could have its Sabbaths. And then right across the page in Ezra chapter 1, the Lord raises up a Medo-Persian leader, Cyrus. He was the Medo-Persian leader at that point in time, and the Lord had foretold he would be there, Isaiah 44 and 45. And the purpose was to allow the Jews to go back to rebuild their temple and to gather all tribes together, all 12 tribes in Israel, even at this time as they were 2,500 years ago. By the way, the Lord will use human government in the future. Revelation chapter 17, verse 17, says that the Lord put in the hearts and minds of world leaders during the tribulation period to fulfill his will. He will use human government, the revived Roman Empire political leaders, to fulfill his will. And of course, today he is using human government, the last seven presidents, for example, Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton. They signed the peace treaties that Israel will have confirmed by the Antichrist. The two Bushes, H.W. and W., were fighting with the military there in Iraq, which is biblical Babylon, which has a end-time scenario that will be played out, Revelation 18. Ronald Reagan said, "Tear that wall down, Mr. Gorbachev," and that established, helped develop the European Union, the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire, and it brought about the fall of communism, which brought to our attention Vladimir Putin. Two major players in the end times, the revived Roman Empire out of the European Union, and Vladimir Putin leading an alignment of nations, Islamic nations, that'll go against the Jewish state of Israel. Well, that's all the time I have for the presidents. There's more, but we don't have the time. Let me just say God has, is, and will use human government to accomplish his will. But before all of these prophecies are going to be fulfilled, the rapture of the church will take place. That's the next event in God's calendar of activities. And with that said, there's nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...